This is 7AD. All right, we're going to find out about Possibility, which is a community group in Burnie that help out some people with particularly getting work experience. I've got Jet, Brady and Sean. Morning, boys.
Morning.
Brady, so you work there, right?
Yes, I'm a support worker for Possibility in Burnie.
Yeah, so tell us about it. How long has it been going and what exactly do you do?
So mainly I started off in the CSS shifts. So that's based on helping my clients get out in the community, build skills such as social skills, and reach any goals that they would be working towards. And I've been doing that for almost 2 years now, and recently I've just joined the employment team. So what we do is we base our goals on helping our clients look for work and gain work experience. So that's what brings us today.
All right. Well, let's go to Jet. How are you going?
I'm good. Thank you.
How have they helped you so far?
Well, so far, in terms of the employment, they've got me down to Coast FM and Coast FM for a bit of experience, work experience, and doing stuff such as recordings for community announcements. And before that, went to the Burnie CFM station for a bit of a tour as well.
Yeah. Obviously, you're a bit of a radio nerd.
Yes.
So what do you like about it then?
I suppose just getting to hear myself maybe and...
Yeah, so
I'm
you,
not quite
you,
sure. Just...
Well, if you eventually get into it full time, that'll fade, believe me.
Yeah.
You get to a stage where you talk so much you're sick of hearing yourself talk.
Yeah.
The biggest thing I love about radio is the immediacy, is the ability to, for instance, if there's a natural disaster, it might be a bushfire or a flood, press one button and go live and give people information that'll be handy for them.
Wow.
That's the best thing about the job, I reckon, anyway.
Yeah.
Some people get in it because they want to be a star and they want to eventually, you know, they use it to try and get into TV or whatever. Mm. Still, the beauty of radio is the immediacy of it.
Yeah.
All right, Sean, what's your story, mate?
My story with Possibility. Well, I've been working there about close to 2 years now, and I started in ISS, which is intensive disability support, and now I've been working through to CSS and...
So what's CSS?
That's community stuff that was...
Yep, okay.
Yeah, so we just take clients out into the community and just get them interacting with people and getting them out of the house and just enjoying their life.
Yeah.
And then there's the work side of it all where we just help the clients go to work, get what they need to... Well, do what they need to do and just support them through it all.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very enjoyable work.
So, Brady... You find that employers are now a whole lot more accessible for groups like Possibility to interact with and maybe get people on board and employment.
Oh, 100%. It's been fantastic. And Coast FM have been very great, and 7AD as well reached out to us real quickly. Yeah, it's just been fantastic to see what Jet's been able to do by reaching out to these people during our... employment shifts, and no, it's turned out really great for him. Lots of experience.
So, Jet, what exactly is your disability?
So I have stage 2 autism.
And how does that affect you in your day-to-day life?
It makes social things very hard for me, so getting around and interacting with people by myself. So
yeah,
it also makes just finding a job a lot harder. So,
you said you have stage 2 autism?
Yes.
So how many stages are there?
I believe there's 3. So 3 would be the most severe.
Right. When did you get diagnosed?
I was diagnosed with autism in 2015, I believe it was.
So 7 years ago. How old are you now?
I just turned 20 this year.
So not so long ago.
No, not really.
So I'm thinking that your primary school and high school, early high school years, would have been fairly awkward for you.
Yes. It's very distant towards people, not a lot of interactions, and didn't really get a lot of help either, so it was quite a struggle throughout those years as well.
Yeah. So, Brady, I guess your organisation gives people the opportunity to show their personality.
Absolutely.
And show people what they got and what they can offer.
100%. And Jet's done that just through his work and working with Jet over the year. No, he's really come out of his shell. When I first met Jed, he was quite shy and didn't talk very much. And no, he's come out of his shell and he's come a long way. He's smashed a lot of goals and no, I'm very proud of him.
Very good. Thanks for coming in, boys. Hope you enjoyed your little look around the radio station.
It's been fantastic and fun.
Awesome.
Thank you.